With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. A dead humpback that washed ashore in Santa Cruz County will be left to decompose naturally. Scientists were able to examine the whale, but not to the extent they had hoped. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The female juvenile humpback died at least a few days before it washed up on Manresa State Beach last weekend. Under the hot sun, it's decomposing quickly. The whale is missing some of its charcoal-colored skin and white barnacles. It looks flat, almost deflated. Beachgoers like Lisa Sanguinetti have been visiting the whale.
Just so sad. You just wonder because it's such a young whale.
Scientists cannot determine why this whale died. There are no clear indications on the carcass, and it's too decomposed to perform a necropsy. That would help tell if it died naturally, from disease or perhaps a ship strike. Terry Siegler responded to the initial call about the dead humpback. She works at Long Marine Lab and says not knowing the cause is a loss for research.
Every whale that strands is an opportunity to learn more, not only about that particular whale, but about what's happening out in our bay.
Scientists were able to take measurements, skin and blubber samples. Information will also go into a national database that tracks how many whales wash up. As far as the Monterey Bay,
there are more whales here now than there typically are, and we have seen a few more strandings, but really we're not seeing a big number of stranded whales this year in particular.
This whale will decompose or wash back out to sea. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.